£126 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with Money Supermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £526. Consumer Intelligence, June 2024, UK only.
Are you a glasses lifter-upper and peer underneather? Or perhaps a peep-over-the-topper? You could even be a peek-around-the-cider. Actually, forget that. It's impossible. Either way, at Specsavers, we get what you're up against. So why not come and see us about becoming a varifocaler? With varifocal lenses, you'll see close up, far away, and everything in between. And they're free, with a single pair of glasses from £70. Include standard varifocal lenses only. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. It's been reported in Lebanon that Israel carried out more than 10 airstrikes in southern Beirut on Thursday. One of the assaults hit a border crossing between Lebanon and Syria. Israel says it was used by Hezbollah militants. Tens of thousands of people have crossed into Syria over the past 2 weeks. Eddie Higgins from UNICEF says the situation is critical.
We now think that over 400,000 children are at risk and are on the move, as well as many who are, again, on the way, because in the past 2 days we've had dozens more villages in the south who've been told to relocate urgently.
Meanwhile, the Metropolitan Police says a significant operation will be in place across the capital this weekend. Events are planned to mark 1 year since the October 7th attacks in Israel. The head of the Royal Navy has apologised after an investigation found misogyny, bullying and other unacceptable behaviours in the submarine service. A former lieutenant described a constant campaign of sexual bullying. A consumer group wants the government to make sure airline fees are part of new laws to crack down on drip pricing, which says the Digital Markets, Competition and Consumers Act should include an end to charges for things like seat selection. In sport, Manchester United co-owner Sir Jim Ratcliffe says a decision on manager Erik ten Hag's future is not his call. United have won just 3 of their first 9 games in all competitions this season. Ten Hag says he still has faith.
We are in there together, the ownership, the leadership team, the staff. I appointed the new staff. We bought, again, new young players.
And we're being told to watch the skies this weekend as we might be treated to an impressive display of the Northern Lights. Forecasters say the Aurora Borealis is most likely to be seen in Scotland, Northern Ireland and the north of England. From Sky News, I'm Ruth McKee.
The calming start to your day.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Days start better with the sounds of nature.
In the Park on Magic Classical. This is Magic Classical. With your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
This is the relaxing sound of In the Park.
Mm-hmm.
The sounds of nature in the park on Magic Classical.
This is the relaxing sound of In the Park on Magic Classical.
The sounds of nature in the park on Magic Classical.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Hey Sainsbury's, can you make my money last longer than my holiday tan?
Well, we're always matching and lowering prices. So every week, hundreds of Sainsbury's fresh and everyday products are price matched to Aldi. And every week, with Nectar, you can save money on thousands of your family's favourite brands. So you can start saving for your next holiday.
Looking for ways to save money? Ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Selected products. Aldi price match not in NI or locals. Nectar prices require Nectar account. Terms at sainsbury.co.uk/aldiprice match and nectar.com/prices terms.
Ticket to Splitticus.
Join the millions using Trainline Split Save Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracash Dabraut Spendium Lessicus. Money is Orpheum.
How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing split save fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to split save fares being available.
Oh, I'm done. This is my last one. I can't eat any more dumplings. This was the best thing of my life. But I'm done. Hey, look over there. Oh, they're doing dumplings with shrimps.
Say yes to feasting on food markets. With daily flights to Asia. Lufthansa.
When did the Falklands War end? What about the war in Afghanistan? Or the second war in Iraq? For many, the battle continues. Years after the fighting stopped, there are thousands of veterans who still suffer isolation, fear, nightmares as a result of what they've experienced. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. To find out more, go to combatstress.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Joe Wicks, but no burpees today. I'm talking Asda's Cashpot for Schools.
Joe, how does it work?
Well, when you download the rewards app and opt in, Asda will donate cash to local primary schools. All the grown-ups need to do is shop and scan like normal.
Oh, and Joe, what's a burpee?
I'll explain later. Asda's Cashpot for Schools.
Download Asda Rewards and opt in today.
Asda, that's more like it. Exclusions apply. Selected stores, 18 plus, 0.5% donation of £2 plus shop. Selected primary schools, parent count, reg charity, 107-2833. Full T's and C's at asda.com/cashpotforschools.
Crunch it, taste it, feel it. Cheese It has arrived. A cheesy new snack that's packed full of intense cheesy flavour. Get your hands on a pack in stores now. Fancy a cheese hit?
Aye, cheese hit? Yeah, cheese it.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Blasts have been heard in the southern suburbs of Beirut. It follows an evacuation order issued by Israel's military yesterday for a specific building in one of the city's neighbourhoods. Gwel Irani manages a nightclub that's being converted into a displacement camp for people fleeing the fighting and says they're now at full capacity.
We started with 70 people and then 150 and then 350 until now.
Here, the Metropolitan Police says there'll be a significant operation in the capital this weekend. It's due to events, rallies and marches planned to mark 1 year since the October the 7th attack by Hamas on Israel. A series of events to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Ladbroke Grove rail crash will take place later. 31 people were killed and more than 400 injured when a rush hour train collided with a London-bound high-speed train in West London in 1999. A police force has said sorry to a family for putting down their pet dog because of an admin error. Bruno, an XL bully, was euthanised in Lancashire before the family had a chance to complete paperwork. We're being told to watch the skies this weekend as there could be an impressive display of the Northern Lights. Forecasters say the Aurora Borealis is most likely to be seen in Scotland, Northern Ireland and the north of England. In sport, Hull KR through to Rugby League Super League Grand Final. They progressed to the Old Trafford decider with a 10-8 victory over Warrington. And we're being encouraged to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Parkrun this weekend. The free timed runs have been taking place in parks across the country for the last two decades. The first was organised in southwest London by Paul Sinton Hewitt, who says it's turned into something of a cultural phenomenon.
People discovered that this was something that anybody could do. You didn't need to be a runner. It was very, very friendly, open and inviting and a great atmosphere and just wonderful for everybody.
Parkrun now has 10 million people registered worldwide. Cloudy with some showery rain in Scotland and Northern Ireland. Drier in England and Wales with sunny spells. That's the latest. I'm Gavin Rutter.